Which basically qualifies as like Mekri Hai, this guy's not called Eino Isamaisa Amcha, like totally. That anyone's allowed to curse him for no good reason. It's only that the Bezin has permission to curse him for this purchase. That's like the qualitative in Oisamaisa Amcha that he is, but he's not like a Russia that like totally like anyone's allowed to curse him out. Next time with the word the meaning he knew the Mishnah. He wanted to accept the curse before he loses out the increase of the value. Next is with the word I'm going to double your security. Is not saying that he's going to give him back double of the money, because if that would be the case, so why would there be an acquisition of the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Yehuda, why would he purchase it connected Arvinoi opposite the security, but he's giving back the money that's equal to the security, and comes out that he didn't give anything to acquire with. So Ella Aimer, rather what he's saying is Echvalach the Mekach, I'm going to double for you. From double the amount of the security from the purchase item, sheetin like kiflame and a mekach, he's going to give him double from the purchase item, kineged hamoish nuzli, equivalent to the money that he gave him. And that Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, that daya im koina mekach al karcha shal moicher, that it's sufficient if he acquires the purchase item against the will of the seller, connected moish nasan, equivalent to the money that was given. Avalekech, the buyer, mirtza, but if he wants to, loikech ki moish, if he wants, then he could take even just the money, ki yaymer nechivitz b'mat mekech, he could say that I don't want to have just a little bit of the purchase item. This must have been with Mother Bizman Shomalai, when he tells him, Irvoini Yikoin, that I want my Shimulai explains, Rabbi Yehuda Mirsi, they disagree in the case of when he says I want my security to acquire, which Shimulai Mafarish, he explains the Pligi Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yasi, Shleinosin Le Oisam Mois, he didn't give him those monies but as Puria, as a payment. Meaning it's rather like as a security. But I'm nice and nice and nice and tell us pretty, but if he lets you give it to those money at the beginning of a payment, then he would acquire Umavsar Shah Kuli Amim, and then he would give back the rest. Hainu, that is Deloy Kirav, which that's not like it's not like Rav, that also in such a situation he's not Kleina but connected the Ravin. Now Opirish Rashi explains, Arvoina Yikoin, what does that mean? Shemu, he said, Shikna le Arvoina, that his security is required from Kenegit Kol HaMekach, equivalent to the whole purchased item. Which Taisa says, well, that's a tema, it's a wonder. Because the others, Minosan Loi, Betoides Priya, he wonders on Rashi's Pshat, because it's most definitely better situation where he gave him some of the monies as just a payment, where there we say the halacha is the kan hakol, where he acquires everything. Kimin shapirish behedyah sheyik na hakol, where he was explicit that he's going to acquire everything. So if that's the case, all the more so over here, where he's explicit that he's acquired the whole mekach, and the rest like should be like a chayv. Now, says Taisus, the imn of Arish, should we explain arvayin yikoyin, that it should acquire keneged arvayin levad, yikna loyim in a mekach, only opposite the amount of the Raven. Imkan Rabbi Yisi, if that's because according to Rabbi Yisi, it might cover the Ravina. So then why would you be doubling the Raven, but it was explicit that it should only be connected by the Mecca. So it says Taisa Lachin Yeshlema, so what you could say is actually Shloshin Ravina Yikoin, Mashmed, sounds like Sharavina Yikonalach, my security should be acquired to you im Echzabi, if I back up. But gam mashmagikin also the terminology sounds like she klingerle benekach. It's requiring the purchase item. Shab yisimich de rabban. Its value more than the value of the security. Imtachzabach. If you back out. Ta'iner kilamalei behedges. Like as if he said to be explicitly that you should double my security. So what it means to say is that if the buyer backs out, so then he wants that it should be acquired to the seller. If the seller backs out, so then he said Raman should acquire from the Nekach, like the measurement that he explicit was, which was double that amount. It's as if he explicitly said that it should acquire according to the stipulation that they made between them.